heard from our Guru Maharaj. Then in Dhaka University, our many sannyasis, they used to hold a class 7 days out of 76 days, hold class, and all the students they are hearing. Some big pandits they also come. These Gaudiya-math sannyasis, they have got no knowledge of Sanskrit. They cannot utter Sanskrit. Pronunciation is not correct. They cannot explain. We engage ours, then we can speak. Right? Then they engage 6 days, 3 days, sannyasis of Dhaka Gaudiya Math, and 3 days, all this well versed in Sanskrit and in scriptures, they are speaking. But when these pandits they were speaking, students did not like this. Right? What is this? They are not, actually they are not practicing anything. They are speaking verses, Sanskrit. Oh, we are getting this in our university. We do not want to, they complain to the vice chancellor that why you have engaged? We are hearing here. We are not here. We want to hear from the sadhus, those who are actually worshipping Krishna. Whatever they say, that is our good. We do not like. If I have life in it, but here there is no life. They are speaking only verses, though. We do not want to hear. Do not want to hear. Students, they complain. And all you know, whatever, ong, bong, chong, all we have heard. Do not want to hear this. Then again, they are replaced by the sannyasis. There is no life in it because they do not, themselves, they are not worshipping Krishna. Only by saying Sanskrit verses and explaining, there is not a person can keep. But a true devotee can speak about Supreme Lord. That is separate, different. When Aranya Maharaj was speaking in my mentioning college, the principal and professors, they were astonished to hear. And he must be double MA. But he could not write his own name. He got no academic knowledge. Even his signature. By hearing it, they are astounded. It is not by this academic qualification one can speak. He has got devotion to his Gurudev. He has submitted himself to Gurudev. And by Gurudev's grace, it is descended. That words are different.